coming through.
Excuse me, guys.
Yeah.
David George Shango is director of the Seneca Iroquois National Museum. He's giving me a tour of their new facilities, still under construction.
We'll start with the crazy story. The floor looked like turtle, because we live on Turtle Island.
It's called the Deonosaguende Cultural Center, named after a Seneca who sought to preserve traditional knowledge for future generations.
If we look over here, all this room right here is where the collections is going to be, the archives and the museum collection.
Displays here will exhibit objects from the museum's permanent collection of more than 11,000 artifacts, but it will also be a venue for visitors to learn the oral and living traditions of the Seneca people. One of the most vocal advocates for the cultural center has been Seneca Nation Treasurer Maurice John.
Historically, we've been a verbal tribe. We do not document our history, but it's been our belief. I say a lot of my generation to try to save our history for the next generation. In other words, it's not just for outsiders to come and look at our history. It's going to be for our people to participate. It's going to be a real culture center for our people and other people as well.
The new conservation and storage facilities will also make possible the repatriation of Seneca artifacts from collections around the world. Among the numerous assets the Seneca Nation is seeking are written records, such as land claims and U.S. treaties. Seneca faithkeeper Steve Gordon says those documents offer a chance for the Seneca Nation to redefine its history with the United States.
Redefining is a good word, because you have to understand it's their words. They use their words, they put it into the English language, and we are expected just to understand it. Our hope is that we can educate the non-Indians, the surrounding communities, but more importantly, our own Seneca people. Because we've been taken so far away from our culture and our language and our belief system, we forgot too.
My name is Cynthia Van Ness. I run the library and archives here at the Buffalo History Museum. We've had visitors from the nation here interested in this history, so I've gotten out various collections for them.
Some of the archives the Seneca Nation will seek to have repatriated can be found here. Among them,
really
the infamous
stuff.
1838 Treaty of Buffalo Creek. It was New York State's attempt to have the Seneca and all the Iroquois people removed to a territory out west.
A speech by Corn Planter that took place around 1790 that we think was transcribed by Erastus Granger, the Indian agent in western New York. "Father, the voice of the Seneca Nations speaks to you, the great counselor. It may be very small in your ears, and we therefore entreat you to hearken with attention, for we are about to speak of things which are to us very great."
So right here we have the dirt buildup. That's where they're going to put the stairs, and they're going to put the seating for the amphitheater.
Outside the Deonosaguende Cultural Center, director Dave Shango shows where the amphitheater and Indian market and village will be located. This was part of the original concept for the museum that opened in 1977, but was never fully realized. Justin Schaap fondly remembers that small museum just down the road. His mother worked there, and he visited often as a child. Schaap went on to work in tribal historic preservation and gained experience with repatriation before assuming his current position as Deputy Chief of Staff for the nation.
We know that what we have in our collection is priceless, but there's all these other spaces out there, foundations, museums, other culture centers that have items that are specifically Seneca and or Haudenosaunee. And us being able to then showcase them in our space, in our ways, and interpret them. Whoever's going to come into the door is going to leave this space and be a little bit more Seneca.
For the Arts and Culture Desk, I'm Scott Sackett on WBFO.